Walmart is threatening to walk away from plans to build 3 of 6 new stores slated for the nation's capital. Those 3 stores are supposed to go up in some of the city's neediest neighborhoods. But the city council in Washington, D.C. has approved a bill requiring big box stores to pay employees a living wage of $12.50 an hour. And Walmart says if that becomes the law, it will scrap its plans. NPR's Allison Keyes spoke to people in those communities about their thoughts on the standoff.
Unless you live on Capitol Hill, there aren't very many grocery stores in southeast Washington, D.C. There aren't all that many other kinds of retail outlets either. So people like Barbara Cole were looking forward to a Walmart coming here to the corner of Alabama Ave and Good Hope Road and bringing jobs.
I was enthusiastic.
She was also anticipating not having to travel to Maryland to shop at a store she likes.
It'd be good to spend the money in D.C. where I stay at. In Southeast, would be good for us.
Coe says sure, the $12.50 an hour the city wants large retailers to pay would be nice, but, she says,
I would have took the $8-something.
D.C.'s current minimum wage is $8.25 an hour, but Greg Butler says that's not enough.
Even though we got one of the top minimum wages out here, can't nobody live off that.
Butler was standing with a group of men in the parking lot of a shopping center across from where one of the Walmarts would have been built. He says the city doesn't need 6 stores. 3 would be enough. Butler thinks the council's wage bill is the right choice.
It's good. That's the only way you can survive.
D.C. City Councilman David Grosso says Walmart can afford to pay the living wage, and he hopes they don't pull out of 3 stores, but
they are operating like that in every other jurisdiction in the country, so it doesn't surprise me they would do that here in the nation's capital.
I wasn't surprised with the vote. I was disappointed.
D.C. City Council member Yvette Alexander represents Ward 7, which will lose 2 stores and 600 jobs if the living wage bill becomes law.
It was going to be the catalyst to bring more opportunities in.
The battle here in D.C. echoes the drama in other jurisdictions over similar measures targeting big retailers. In 2006 in Chicago, then-Mayor Richard Daley vetoed a similar living wage bill. As in Washington, D.C., organized labor and advocates for low-income residents waged a pitched fight against the non-union company.
We were against Walmart coming to town.
Elizabeth Parisian is with Stand Up Chicago, a coalition of labor, community, and faith groups. She says Walmart hasn't done anything to lift working families out of poverty.
Walmart has not at all lived up to its claims of bringing economic vitality to these neighborhoods. In fact, quite the opposite.
But Chicago Alderman Howard Brookins says Walmart brought jobs and development to his Southside ward, where there was none before.
It has attracted other businesses like Lowe's and Potbelly and GameStop, Bank of America, and Chase Bank are coming.
Back in southeast Washington, Barbara Coe says she and others here just need a chance to earn some money.
Job is better than having no job.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray has supported Walmart's coming to the city. He is considering whether to veto the bill. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.